The idea of mining e-waste has appealed to the recycling and electronics industries for decades. Until recently, most methods to recover valuable components have been costly, inefficient, and dangerous. Backyard recyclers in places like India and Indonesia recover gold by bathing circuit boards in nitric and hydrochloric acid, thus poisoning waterways and communities. While others, like the foreign workers in Thailand, break down used electronics with cooking stoves and shredding machines and wear no masks or other protection. Over the last few years, however, innovators have devised safer techniques in the lab for recovering valuable components from e-waste. As the recovery of metals becomes more efficient and eco-friendly, tech manufacturers may feel pressure to get raw materials from their own end-of-life products rather than from the earth. Apple, for instance, has promised to make all of its future laptops and iPhones out of renewable resources or recycled materials. The idea goes beyond business to national security. Governments are starting to take a more strategic view of e-waste too, Khetriwal says. They ask, how can we secure the raw materials we need for the future? Some of these metals and rare earth elements are scarce, and some, like cobalt, are found mostly in conflict zones. By mining the ever-expanding mountains of e-waste, countries could prepare themselves for the instability of prices and supplies in the global market.